For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick, in for Karel Vega. Attorney General Dana Nessel announced charges today against five Catholic priests in Michigan. At least two of them are from the Lansing Diocese. Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth was at today's news conference and joins me now. Hello, Shayna.
Hey, Reginald.
So which diocese are we talking about?
Right. So you mentioned the ones out of Lansing. So there's multiple priests, but they're coming out of three dioceses. There's the Lansing Diocese, there's the Archdiocese of Detroit, and then there's the Kalamazoo Diocese.
What charges are we talking about?
These are all sexual abuse related charges, and they vary in severity. So some of them are some of the priests, and there's five priests or former priests total. Some of them are facing a maximum life sentence for criminal sexual conduct in the first degree, and maybe even in some cases multiple charges of criminal sexual conduct in the first degree. Others are facing criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree or the third degree. Those are going to bring with them a lesser sentence. However, those are a lesser potential maximum sentence. However, those are also felonies. So they kind of vary, but they seem to be pretty much all felonies, all criminal sexual conduct charges.
So since we're here in the Capital Region, we're going to focus a little bit more on the two priests from the Lansing Diocese. What can you tell us about them?
Well, it looks like they were charged not necessarily in Lansing. So one, Timothy Crowley, was charged in Washtenaw County, and he's facing four felony counts of criminal sexual conduct in the first degree. That's the most severe. So he's facing a maximum life sentence in prison and a lifetime of electronic monitoring. That's the sex offender registry monitoring. He's also facing four felony counts of criminal sexual conduct in the second degree. He apparently was a priest in various parishes, including St. Thomas Rectory in Ann Arbor, and he was actually in Tempe, Arizona when he was arrested on Thursday. And then in the other Lansing Diocese case, it's Vincent DiLorenzo, who is, I guess, now about 80 years old. He was charged in Genesee County with three felony counts of criminal sexual conduct in the first degree. Again, that's that maximum life sentence charge. He's also facing three felony counts of criminal sexual conduct in the second degree. He was a priest at Holy Redeemer Church in Burton, and he was arrested Thursday in Florida. So what's interesting is that a lot of these cases, they're not necessarily in Michigan right now. The Attorney General's office is not afraid, as she said, to go to other states and in some cases, potentially other countries to retrieve these priests and make sure that they are charged in Michigan. There is one priest out of the Kalamazoo Diocese who now lives in India.
We are talking with Shayna Roth about charges brought against five Michigan priests for sexual abuse. So what happens next in this case?
This is essentially the tip of the iceberg when it comes to this overall investigation. This is something that was started last October, actually, while Attorney General Bill Schuette was still the acting Attorney General of the state, when the office simultaneously executed search warrants on all of the dioceses in the state. And they have been combing through what sounds like thousands of pages of documents. They've been receiving hundreds and hundreds of tips from their tip line. So they are continuing to comb through all of this investigation, and there will likely be more charges to come in the future. But when it comes to these specific priests and former priests, you know, this is the beginning of the road for them. This is the start of the criminal justice process for them. They've been charged. So now, you know, they're going to go through the system pretty much like anybody else would. There's going to be arraignments and pretrials, preliminary exams, potentially even trials. So this is really just the beginning in these cases. And according to the Attorney General, just the beginning of her investigation overall.
Thank you, Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth, for joining us and explaining what happened today.
Thank you so much for having me.